Blog Talk Radio.
I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Welcome, everyone, to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, Dean and founder of Directions University and the new JVUniversity.com, calling to you live from Norcross, Georgia, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have my wonderful co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, on the line with me, too. Rhonda, are you there?
Absolutely. I'm really excited today, and it's great to be here again, as always.
Well, I am excited as well, and thank you so much for arranging today's show, because I have just been dying to talk about this topic.
I know you have, and, you know, it's great to have fabulous guests on, and I've got some really good ones lined up. But with the new JV University coming up and with all the traveling you've done, I mean, heck, the only way that I can catch up and find out what you've discovered and learned and all the neat things that have happened is to talk to you on the radio. So I know that lots of people want to know about the new JV University and just some of these things that have happened to you in your travels, because I know those things tie in together really well.
Well, you know, we should go back and do like a little recap of the last 60 days or so before I get started and let that be a lead into what we're going to talk about. So back, around May 31st, June 1st-ish, I left Naples, Florida, and went up to Daytona Beach to go see my buddy Lewis Burleson, and I spent my birthday, which is June 5th, up with him. We left there on the 7th of June to come to Atlanta to pick up Jason Ullman, best-selling author of Conversations with Millionaires, and take him out to Washington, D.C. for JV Alert, where we met Rhonda. We stayed there for probably 9 or 10 days, brought him back to Atlanta, and planned on just being in Atlanta for a day or two, then leaving and spending our whole summer up near our folks in Indiana and Chicago, taking the whole month of August off, spending the whole month of August out in Ohio on vacation. And it was just going to be a really great summer. Well, around the same time that I went to pick up Jason Ullman, I had met a guy by the name of Sahail Khan from the UK. And Sahail kind of goes by the moniker of the million-dollar JV master. This guy has done some incredible stuff with joint ventures in the past. And he had come to me interested in finding a system that could be used to help better monetize seminars. What he wanted to do was go to seminar hosts and help them to put joint ventures together for their seminar attendees. And he had over 50 seminar hosts in the UK who were interested in him coming in to do this, but he needed a system to make it work. So he came to me around the 1st of June asking for this. At the same time, Ken MacArthur had come to me asking if I had any strategies that he could implement to help make more money from JV Alert, because numbers were dwindling from it. And at JV Alert, I ran into my good friend David Preston, who came to me and said, "Oh, Gina, I need your help. I've got hundreds of thousands of small business owners who are interested in using the power of joint ventures so that they can really get some leverage to grow their business. But I don't have a way to handle hundreds of thousands of businesses. Can you help me do joint ventures for them?" And all three of these things were happening all at the same time as I was getting ready for this great summer off.
And didn't you have someone else bugging you too, named?
Well,
not at that point. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He'd been bugging you before then. Okay.
So we came back to Atlanta with all these people having asked me for all this stuff at JV Alert. And we went to drop Jason Oman off. And he says, well, you're going to be here at least another day. There's this great meetup group that I go to over in Duluth, Minnesota, and it's run by this guy by
Duluth,
the name
Georgia.
Of... I'm sorry, Duluth, Georgia, not Minnesota.
Georgia.
it's run by this guy by the name of Joey Smith. And he says, why don't you come? You're here anyway. I said, okay. So the last Wednesday of June, we said we'll go to this meetup group, then we'll leave on Thursday to head out to Indiana. We go to this meetup group, and there were like 60-some people there. It was actually bigger than JV Alert. And Joey asks me if I would be a speaker at the next meetup group at the end of July. And I'm like, oh, that's July 29th. I promised Bill we'd have him up in Indiana for August 2nd for his birthday. Well, if we leave on the 30th, we could just make it. Okay, I'll do it. In the meantime, I've got to go do a bit of traveling. I've got to go up and spend a week with David so that we can talk about this need of his. So I'm like, okay, I'll go up and deal with David, and then we'll come back to Georgia. So we go up and we spend the week with David. And while I'm up there, Willie Crawford calls me. Now, Willie's a guy by the name of the Black Belt JV Broker. He's having an Inner Circle Mastermind meeting down in Florida the next weekend. He wants me to be there. Could I go? And he wants to talk to me about some stuff. So, okay, we spend our 8 days with David. We get some ideas put together, not quite sure what we're going to do. I head down to Florida to go meet with Willie, and David's going to follow behind and meet me down there. We go down to Willie's on a Friday. David's supposed to be by Saturday for this meeting. And we get there only to find David calling us to tell us that his mother-in-law has just learned that she's got leukemia and that there's no way that he's going to be able to make it to Florida. But he tells me what he wanted to talk to Willie about and says, you go do it. So I go the thing with Willie, and Willie and I start talking, and Willie's got this need for a bunch of joint ventures to be organized too. And I'm just about ready to pull my hair out at this point because all these people have all these joint ventures that need to be organized. So while I was there, I said, you know, Willie, why don't we just take all these different people who have all these great needs for doing all of these great joint ventures and put them all together? And I had a program called the JV University that I planned on launching in 2011. We'll just accelerate it a little bit. Instead of me doing it myself, the only way I can possibly do it is if we all pool our resources and we all come together and all of us make this a success. And if we did that, we could certainly handle all of the different joint venture needs that everybody has. Willie says, that's great. Well, this was by then like the 13th or 14th of July. So I leave Florida. I come back to Atlanta in time to speak on July 29th for Joey's meetup group. We went from having 60-some people in June to having 125 people in July, doubled in size in a month. And wouldn't you know, at the second meetup group I'm at, the one I'm speaking at, that turns into about 6 separate speaking engagements, an interview on a TV talk show, an interview on a couple of different teleconferences, and even more people needing joint ventures to be organized.
Oh, my.
So
Tina is under a mountain of JV needs going, hello.
Fast forward to today, I am still in Atlanta. I have not left yet. I have been at a different event every single weekend. I've spoken at some. I've been a panelist at others. I'm speaking this weekend at Keith Wellman's. And around the 1st of September, now that the summer is over, we're finally going to get out of here to go up to the Indiana-Chicago area to see our folks. And we've probably only got about a week that we could potentially stay to see them, because then we've got to get out to San Diego for JV Alert. And I'm speaking at ThankGodEye.com's conference back down in Florida at the middle of October. I'm hosting an event myself with Dr. Ron Capps, the Niche Prof, October 30th, October 31st, and November 1st in Nashville, Tennessee. Then in November, I am speaking at another event here in Atlanta, speaking at Mark Hendricks' Internet Super something or another, Superstar Conference, I think it is, the 17th of January, and we are now doing the JVCruise.com from January 9th till January 16th. Boy, we have really changed lots of different directions, put some great, big, humongous plans together in a very short period of time. But when you're working with a great team and you've got some really brilliant people coming together, sharing strategies and whatnot, it has truly been one of the most effortless projects I've ever put together. And that says an awful lot about the people that have come together to open the doors to what we're calling the JVUniversity.com. And if you go to www.thejvuniversity.com, you'll find our blog where all four of us have been writing posts. And at www.thejvuniversity.com/Gina, you can then enroll in the JV University's program. So what we've put together in a very quick period of time is an organization that has two sides to it. One is a training arm, one is a service arm. On the training end of things, we are going to be teaching people how to organize joint ventures. In other words, how to become a JV broker, just like I am. That's why they call me the JV queen, just like Willie is, just like David is, just like Sahail is. All of us together have made hundreds and hundreds of million dollars for our clients. We tried to add it up just for fun one day and figure out between the four of us how much have we brought in all in our clients. And we know it's somewhere over $500 million, $500 million. It could be as high as $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a power team.
That's a power team, too. And, I mean, it makes sense to have a JV training center run by several different people who are venturing together. I mean, that just makes perfect sense.
It does, doesn't it? And we've got invitations out to three other people, all of them equally well-known in the world of joint ventures. And we're hoping that in all we actually end up with a total of 7 founding partners in the JV University, all of us bringing our combined knowledge about brokering joint ventures to the table. And here's the really neat thing about it. I have a JV broker training course that I did a few years ago that was a $2,500 course. David Preston has a JV broker training course that he did a year ago, $3,000 course. Willie has a JV broker training program that he did just in February of this year, $4,000 course. Well, our course that we're putting together through the JV University is a 12-week course. But not only do you get a 12-week course that all four of us are teaching live, you also get my class from before, David's class from before, and Willie's class from before. And you're also going to get a bachelor's program in Directions University. Because you can't succeed at being a JV broker unless you have both the knowledge of joint ventures and how JVs and leverage work, as well as the information about how businesses work and how marketing works. Without that combination, you're not going to be successful as a JV broker. And we really went out and studied other people's programs. There's a lot of JV broker training programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what we kept seeing every single time was that the reason students don't get results through these programs is because they lack the training in building businesses strategically and in marketing generally. You can't just learn JVs in a vacuum. It won't work.
And
why so many of these other programs have not gotten great results for their students. So that's the first part of what we're doing is we're providing this great training. and there's a reason for it. We have a need this second for 250 JV brokers. By the end of this year, we will need over 500 JV brokers just to handle all of the business that we have ourselves. We will gladly share all of those clients with the students who become certified through the training that we put together, so that the students who become trained don't ever even have to go out and find clients. All they've got to do is raise their hand and say, yeah, I'd love to do joint ventures, and I'm good at it, I know how. Then we will give them as many clients as they can handle.
And that is really powerful, Gina, because I'll tell you, you know, people put money into getting a training program. It could be college, it could be technical school, it could be whatever. And there's really no guarantee at the back end that you're really going to get a job or get whatever it is that, you know, clients, whatever you need to be, depending on the type of training it is. And with this, what you're saying is we have more ventures than we can handle already, even before you're going to be trained. So believe me, there's going to be plenty for you by the time you're done that you will be able to take on these broker and clients.
Exactly. And to make sure that they really know how to do this stuff, the whole 12-week training program is going to be much more hands-on than just theoretical learning. So we have a number of joint ventures that the students are actually going to work on even during the 12-week training program, so that they can really get in, get their feet wet, really get in to use all of these great techniques that we teach them and figure out how it all works, so that by the end of the 12 weeks, they really know how to be able to go off and do this. And even then, we're not going to just kick them out of the door and say, okay, now here's some clients, go do it. We have a whole system that we've put in place that has some of my prior students, some of Willie's prior students, people who are already out there, who are already successful in their own businesses, who are coming on board as project managers, so that every student will be assigned to a project management team. And there will be groups of about 10 to 20 students in each team, so that you can really have someone you can connect with anytime you need it and really understand what you need to be doing. We're putting a whole system together so that students will be able to get into the projects themselves and see step by step what needs to be done. And all of us as founders will permanently be a part of outlining what the joint ventures will look like and planning the strategy for those joint ventures. So the students aren't going to need to even go out and do that part of it. We will be heavily involved in it. And that way, they can simply go out, do the work, get the people, and get it done. And we will have broken it out step by step for every project that they work on. That's the part that's so tricky for so many. When you're just getting into joint ventures, trying to see the opportunities, it can sometimes be a real challenge for people. Well, until you've really been around a while and you've done a bunch of these things, you don't need to worry about this. We'll do that part for you, and we'll still pay you for your work.
That is very cool.
Just like any other joint venture, the way that a JV broker gets compensated is really cool, because it's not about just getting paid, you know, $10 an hour, $20 an hour. As a JV broker, your compensation comes from the revenues that you generate for your clients. You bring them $1 million, you bring in $100,000 to $200,000 for yourself, because you usually get 10 to 20% of whatever your client makes. Gross sales. So the students are going to get paid on the same basis. They're going to get a percentage of the gross revenues for all of the deals that they work on, not just a straight $10 or $20 per hour raise. So you're no longer trading hours for dollars. Now you've really got leverage working for you. And many of the joint ventures that we're going to be doing are going to have residual monies coming into them.
David, we love residuals.
Absolutely. David and I just put a JV together between the two of us. David has gone out and gotten some corporate clients that we are helping to generate traffic for. My traffic assistants are doing the work. Dave is bringing the clients. Well, by going to one corporate account that has maybe 1,000 to 5,000 stores, from one contract, you end up with 1,000 to 5,000 clients, essentially. Mm-hmm. And in about 30 days, David was able to go to 7 accounts that have a total of 30,000 clients who will each pay $797 a month.
Oh, my gosh. That is leverage, and that's fantastic. Wow.
And it's per month. It's not one time.
Yeah. Right.
It's forever. So that's a really huge way of getting paid over and over and over and over again. If one of our students had put that deal together, they would have shared in all of that money. Do the math. The numbers get really big.
Yeah, they do. Wow.
So the second arm of the JV University, obviously, is the service end. We will be helping folks in a number of different ways. Three primary services that we're going to be offering. The main service is for people who know that they want to do a joint venture and they want somebody to help them manage and organize that joint venture. They can come to us and tell us what JV they want, and we'll go ahead and put it together for them. Those people are actually few and far between, believe it or not. There are very few people out there that really understand the nature of how JVs work, who can really see clearly how joint ventures can help them grow their business. You can use a joint venture to get any asset or resource you need for your business. You need a list? Use a joint venture to get one. You need traffic? Use a joint venture to get one. You need a product? Use a joint venture to get one. You want sales of your product? Use a joint venture to get them. There's lots and lots of different ways you can use joint ventures. So the second service we'll provide is kind of an intake evaluation where you come to us and you say, okay, I keep hearing about joint ventures. I want leverage in my business. Tell me how I could benefit from joint ventures. We'll do a whole evaluation with those people and give them some recommendations for the kinds of joint ventures that we could organize for them. And then it's up to them as to whether or not they want us to go forward and organize any or all of them, for that matter. And then the third kind of service that we're going to be providing is specifically for seminar hosts. Seminar hosts right now are really in trouble. There are so many seminars out there. And the worse the economy has gotten, the harder it's been for people to go speak in their seminars. And so not only are they not getting as many people there, they also aren't making sales like they used to in their seminars.
Right.
So we've put together a system that seminar hosts can use to get more people to the seminar because it gives them more value. Essentially, every person at a seminar that we're participating in is going to get one of our intake evaluations free. Well, they're not going to be free to the general public. They're going to have to pay for them. So that adds value to the seminar, and that helps them to bring in more people and sell more tickets. We don't get a cut of those tickets. It's just part of our service. What we will do, though, is as we do those intake evaluations and we determine that there are joint ventures that can benefit the attendees, we'll then go forward and help to put those joint ventures together. Not only will the students that we have in the JV University benefit from that because they're the ones actually doing the work and sharing in those revenues, but the seminar hosts will now actually get a cut as an affiliate for the referral of all of the joint ventures that are put together. I can tell you example after example of seminars that I've been to where there have been millions and millions of dollars worth of deals done. Larry Binet did a seminar last October. In 3 days, $350 million worth of joint ventures in three days. Huge. Well, a seminar host can now get a cut of that. That's a big deal. Imagine being able to get 20% of $350 million as opposed to making a few sales at a couple thousand in the back of the room.
Absolutely.
What I think we'll probably
see,
as we roll this out, what I expect we're going to start seeing is that seminar costs are going to come down. I think people are going to start giving tickets to their seminars away just to get more people there, because the money is going to be in putting the joint ventures together for people.
Right. And that leaves the seminar host then certainly gets a piece of it, because I know in just hearing, you know, for example, I can think of a couple of people where, you know, they know that people have put together big, huge deals because they met someone at their seminar. Could they have met some other way or arranged it somewhere else? Well, yeah, it's certainly possible, you know, but just to think they could have had a piece of that, or they could have a piece of that, and now with your system for seminar hosts, they're going to be able to guarantee that they're getting a chunk of that.
Absolutely. And we had I had a call last night with Ken MacArthur. We're actually going to be doing a teleconference together sometime next week about the topic of how joint ventures can cure the economic slowdown that we're experiencing right now. Because I really see joint ventures as being a possible cure for the whole economic issue. The way I see it is the businesses that are out there struggling, whether they're online or offline, they don't have any extra money to invest in growing their business right now. Well, joint ventures you don't need to have money to invest in your business at all.
Right.
And in order to survive and turn things around so that they really can, you know, eliminate the bankruptcy possibility, keep their doors open, and actually become profitable again, if they could simply go out and find the other business owners that have the resources that they need and partner up, now both of them gain, and it can truly turn the economy around. And the kinds of joint ventures I'm most interested in doing through the JV University are not just straight online joint ventures and not even just straight offline joint ventures, but kind of hybrid offline/online joint ventures.
Right.
For example, I talked to a guy last week, one of my traffic assistant clients. This guy took a business model that typically is a brick-and-mortar business. It's normally the kind of business that you'd set up a chain of stores for. And he said, well, I don't want to deal with all the overhead and stuff that comes with having a whole chain of stores in this economy. I'd be nuts to open that kind of business. Mm-hmm. He knew he wanted to use the Internet so that his overhead could be really low. But at the same time, he also wanted to be able to use the offline model because that's where the people really are. So what he did was he had some software developed that would allow him to open a store online that would go out and find wholesalers who sold the product that he wanted to sell. But this is a product that needs to be installed. He's not going to have a set of stores that can do the installation. So instead, he set up joint ventures with thousands of people who already have that kind of business, who already do installation. And through the software that he had created, it's all automated so that the software gets the order from the Internet. It goes out and finds the product from wherever wholesaler he's going to be able to get it from. It ships it to the partner who's going to do the installation. And the customer just shows up at an appointed time, gets the install done, and leaves. It's nothing more than a series of joint ventures. And now it takes a business that normally would take 3 to 5 years to get to a break-even standpoint and turns it into a profitable business by the end of 1 week. By the end of 4 months, it is as big as 250 stores offline 3 to 5 years from now.
Right.
That's how much money it takes.
Yeah, and without all the cost and overhead and a big staff and then someone to deal with the staff and all the electricity bills for 250 locations and all the rest of it that comes with that, you're just dealing with businesses already set up for it and having kind of an add-on service for them that the installers there can deliver. That is really phenomenal.
And for all those businesses, it is solving the economic slowdown for them. These were businesses that were likely to go out of business a few months ago that because of this opportunity are able to thrive. Mm. That's a big deal. The fact that customers can now come to the internet or even use their cell phones to be able to buy a product that until now they would have had to go out to the Yellow Pages and go find a store that they could physically go to buy it. Now it makes it more efficient for the customers too. They just show up at their appointed time, do the install, and leave. They don't have to go in twice, once to order, once to install. So it becomes a true win-win-win scenario for everybody involved. And it's nothing more than a series of joint ventures. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of joint ventures I want to focus on. And that's what we're going to be really concentrating our students into finding. Because those kinds of joint ventures are not things that exist today. It's not like somebody's got an ad out in the newspaper saying, I want this. You've got to go
right.
and discover those kinds of opportunities and bring the idea to the prospect and get that prospect to see the vision. And then when they see the vision, it's basically, okay, well, here's the vision. If I'll help you make $1 million, will you give me a part of it? Well, shoot, they weren't going to get anywhere near $1 million today, so why not give you a part of it? It's still going to be $800,000 more than they would have had today by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the students will be learning how to do.
That is really tremendous. And I see that from looking at the curriculum, which you have on the jpuniversity.com/Gina, that you can see the whole 12-week curriculum. And so, of course, you're going through all the different types of joint ventures, traffic joint ventures, list building, product creation, product launch, and, of course, the hybrid, which is what you've been talking about here. And that is, that's the curriculum. I know from your apprentice program, from the IM University, from Directions U, just how much value is going to be packed in there. It's just tremendous. So where can people who might be listening to this who go, gosh, I would love to have, be able to hire on one of the students to help you, where can people like that that want the service side find out about how it works?
The service side isn't going to be open until September 15th. And so what you want to do is you want to go to the blog at thejvuniversity.com. You want to sign up for the newsletter right there. And the minute that we've got the services all up on the website and ready to go, you'll get an email telling you, hey, we're opening our doors, and it's truly going to be a first-come, first-served basis. I know we're going to have a line because we've got a line already.
Uh-huh.
And, the first people to come in and register that they are interested in either having a specific kind of joint venture done or an intake evaluation so that we can evaluate kinds of joint ventures that you could benefit from, just go get signed up and we'll put you in the queue, basically. We're actually building some really powerful software in the background that can help to automate all of this stuff because this is something that's never been done before in a scalable kind of way. Anybody that's tried to do it has done it by themselves, and you can only handle so many clients at a time. Back when I was brokering, if I did 10 joint ventures in a year, it was a small miracle. Usually it was closer to 6 to 8 because it was only me. And even with 6 to 8 JVs a year, I was pulling down 7 figures. If I could scale that so that we can handle hundreds of thousands of joint ventures every year, now it's just pulling the resources. And when you pull the resources and you bring everybody together in an alliance, which is really what this is creating, you really end up getting exponential growth. Willie Crawford has an association called the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers. And if you go to internationalassociationofjointventurebrokers.com, you'll see the association that he has. Not only do our students get access to all 5 of the training programs, they're also going to get a 1-year membership in the International Association of Joint Venture Brokers. That all by itself is about a $1,200 program. and that then gets them continued support, as well as constant interaction with Willie and all of the founders through their forum. There's some great bonuses and some great discounts that are available on tools and whatnot that you're going to need that are available through the association. Every single one of the things that are included, if you went out to web pages to order them right now at the regular retail price, it's almost $18,000 worth of stuff. And that's the retail price, not the value. The value is well over $100,000. And in terms of how much of a return you can get, it's probably into the seven figures. But the regular retail price is over $18,000. And right now, the first 100 students, it's only $3,597, a little under $3,600.
Right. And with that, you're going to know that you're going to be able to have your career set up for you at the end of a very short period of time, because there will be plenty of clients and you have that whole support team ready for the students who come through. I mean, that is really, I can think of, massage school was $5,000, and then afterwards, they would have a job board with a few things or, you know, whatever that people were looking. And there are a lot of different training classes that are online and different things where you just don't know at the end. You may hope you're going to get something, but with this, you are getting the skills, and with all of these people, especially if you get seven of them, my goodness, I mean, I'm sure people will have more than they can handle. So I'm loving this automation, though. Say a little bit about how the automation is going to work and how it's going to allow people to make so much more. What, you know, what kinds of things will it automate?
Think about the kinds of challenges that are presented by trying to put this kind of a program together and scale. One of the biggest is, how do you track all of the revenues from all of these joint ventures to make sure that everybody gets paid? Just
right.
About anybody I know of that's ever been a JV broker has had that same issue. So many of us have gone out and put deals together for clients, been promised that we were going to get paid, and then because there's no tracking system in place, they come back a year later and say, oh, thanks so much, you made me millions. And you're like, yeah, that's nice. And you never see a penny of it. And they say, oh, I'll catch you next time. Yeah, thanks. Really appreciated that. So we know that we've got to find a way to overcome that. And we already have a system in place that we've put together just for Directions University that we had not really envisioned using for this, but boy, it's been great having it. It is a new system that is much like a ClickBank in that merchants can go and use this as a tool to help make more sales. It becomes your shopping cart. It becomes a way to have affiliates who are already a part of it right there to promote your product. Well, the neat thing about having that as part of Directions University is the fact that we have complete control over it, so we can make any kind of modifications we need so that we can make it work for the JV University. And what that'll mean is, for our clients, they'll be able to use this in a way that makes tracking automatic. So there won't be any question of a doubt as to what we need to get paid. The software will do that for us. And we'll simply plug our students' names in as being the student assigned to it, and it will automatically track the share for the students as well. And that's what's really been missing in the past for making this really work in a scalable way. And the neat thing about doing it that way is that then also means that for the client, they'll have access to any of the affiliates that promote any of the joint ventures that are done through anybody in the JV University, because that's how ClickBank works, right? This merchant brings in 100 affiliates. That merchant can use those 100 affiliates to sell his product. So the only thing we'll have to track manually are those joint ventures that are strictly offline, not anything that's a hybrid or an online. And so we put other systems in place that are not as automated to track those. not that big of a deal at that point, because we're going to focus on the offline online hybrid and not so much just straight offline JVs. Now, mm-hmm. that also means that we're going to need to have it tied together with things like a project management system so that we can have all of the tasks outlined. There's a great mm-hmm. project management system that I use in my own business with my team right now called Backpacket. If you go to askggg.com/backpackit, askggg.com/backpackit.com. Most of the project management systems I've seen over the years are so complicated. Oh, it takes like an engineering degree to figure them out. This
yeah.
one is very straightforward. It actually reminds me a lot of a blog. Kind of think of it this way. Imagine having every project that you work on have its own little mini blog. And on that blog, every post can have a different element of the project. So that if you're looking through that project, you can have tags associated with it that are then searchable. You can have different elements of each project all within that one blog. You can sort by categories
wow.
and whatnot. That's basically what Backpackit does. And you can do that for an unlimited number of projects. Well, Backpackit has what's called an API that's attached to it. For every single one of the projects, it will have its own RSS feed. And then there is a bigger RSS feed, if you will, for all of the projects. And those feeds can then be tied into other software. In our case, we're tying it into this ClickBank-like system so that as a client comes in the door to do one of the services with us, it automatically puts them through the shopping cart and sets that whole thing up so that we know that this percentage of their revenues gets shared here and that percentage over there. It sets the project up in Backpackit, and one of us just goes in and uses the template that we've created to put together the to-do list, if you will, for what needs to happen to make that joint venture successful. And that then ties to a separate system that is a CRM or customer relationship manager. That system's called HiRise, and that's at askggg.com/HiRiseHQ, HiGHRiseHQ. That will manage the relationships and the connections and tie together with the project management system so that we can actually see who's there, what their needs are, what resources they have. And essentially, we create a gigantic database of all of these possible resources. So that anytime there is a client that comes through the door, we can go into HiRise HQ, do some simple searches, and have it come back and tell us, okay, this is what you need, and this is who has it. This is what you need, this is who has it. And it's when you've got these APIs built in, it makes it relatively easy to automate those kind of processes.
Hmm. That's really amazing. Wow.
So they're not going to be ready to go when we first open our doors next week, but probably by October-ish, well before the students' training is even over, the system will be ready to go so that as we're bringing services, you know, clients who are hiring us for services on board, the systems will be there. And it should just be a matter of tweaking them here and there and making them really work like a finely tuned machine. The nice part is that the four of us as founders have had so much experience with so many different kinds of joint ventures that I can't imagine a situation is going to arise that we haven't anticipated. We've just
mm-hmm.
been there, done that too much between all four of us. And
right.
so that helps give us better foresight for designing a system that will be flexible enough to allow all different types of joint ventures to work within it. And that's the big deal, is sometimes it can be challenging to automate things that have to be flexible. It's easy to automate stuff that's highly repetitive. But when it needs to be flexible, like joint ventures, then, okay, it can be a little challenging. And that's why we're not trying to use an out-of-the-box solution. I don't think we could find one that would work. It's really going to
take... That's why I asked you about the automation, because, you know, if we're just talking about doing very simple tasks, of course, there's no problem. But I was going, my gosh, how on earth, you know, all these relationships. So using a suite of different programs, basically, is how you're doing it. But just to make those all work together is really a feat of genius, because I know it's not easy. You're dealing with relationships. You're dealing with so many different things to track.
Right. And projects, and then the money. And so just by having individual components that have the ability to be integrated within one another, it will allow us to build a platform that can really work. And what I like about the way we're doing it is I had originally thought about going out and creating our own project management system, our own CRM system. But in doing that, you're likely to have bugs and whatnot, because that kind of thing always has bugs, right? Well, by doing it this way, we're using enterprise-level software that is already bug-free. It's already stuff that is being used by businesses.
Working.
And
yeah.
The only part we're going to have to test and get the bugs out of is the part that ties it all together. That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, because at least you know whatever bugs you find aren't going to be because the CRM software thinked out, or because whatever cash flow project thing thinked out, or the project management thinked out. You know it's going to be, oh, we need to do whatever to make sure these things talk to each other or tie it together or whatever. That's a much... It's a much easier to track when you're not having to look in now all these different programs plus your own connections and figure out where the bugs or hiccups might be.
You got it. You got it. So I have been so excited about this project. Originally, when back in June when I first said, okay, this is going to sound like a weird thing, but let's just do it. When I said that, my thought was by bringing all of the co-founders on board with me, it would allow me to continue to spend 80 to 90% of my time and energy in Directions University and let all my co-founders manage the JV University. But as the summer progressed and I got more involved with the project, I started coming to the realization that, number one, doing that would really be a big mistake, and number two, doing that probably wasn't even necessary. You see, the way we've set up Directions University, it is pretty much hands-free. I need to be involved in some of the coaching parts of it, but for the most part, that's the only thing I really need to be involved with. The rest of it is already in place. It's already there. All of the other stuff on the JV University side is stuff that needs to have an ongoing involvement because of all these different projects, because of all these different clients. And when I really came to that realization, I said, you know, if I really look at it as what's going to bring in the money in the long term, well, the money's really going to come from the JV University, much more so than Directions University. There's no way that, you know, doing training is going to compare to the money that can come in from a percentage of revenues from other people's businesses. So if I just looked at it from the standpoint of what's going to bring in the most revenue, it does make a lot more sense to spend 80 to 90% of my time and energy in the JV University side of things and only 10 to 20% of my time and energy in Directions University. And what that then becomes is, we use Directions University to attract different clients and students, and we bring them in and we show them really how to build businesses strategically, how to do marketing strategically, how to really start getting results for their business using the power of the Internet. And as we do that, they need to start learning about using leverage and how to use joint ventures to grow their business. And as that happens, we just move them right back over to the JV University side of things. Some will want to become JV brokers to do that. Others will simply want the services. I had a conversation with someone at the World Internet Summit this weekend, and he said, I've really never thought about becoming a JV broker. What I do in my business is I work with other real estate professionals. Is there any way that I could use JV brokering to help me grow my business? And I said, well, is your audience businesses? And he said, yeah, absolutely. I said, do you not have this business over here and this business over there? Oh, if they worked together, could get better results for both of them? He said, yeah, I help them do that all the time. I call it networking. I said, well, you're really brokering joint ventures. Are you getting a percentage of the extra revenues that they're making now? He says, you mean I can get that?
Oh,
that's what JV brokering is all about. And the way I see joint ventures is that anyone whose primary audience consists of business owners of any type should absolutely positively be brokering joint ventures, because by building the relationships with their existing business-oriented clients, all they've got to do is put those two clients together, let them use that connection to grow their business, and you can now get a share of it. So if you're doing virtual assistant services, for example, you've got businesses that you deal with every day of every week. Look for the connections that you can make. How can you take this client and that client and set them up? Now, you also end up with more VA services out of the deal, too. But in the end, you end up with a share of the revenues that those clients are creating together. This works for anyone who's in a business market where your clients are businesses. If you're teaching coaches, coaches are businesses. You should be doing JV brokering for those coaches. You, Rhonda, with authors, you've got JV after JV after JV that you could be brokering between those authors. Anybody who is in a business-oriented market really should be looking at how you can broker joint ventures to help grow their businesses and yours. And I know you set up joint ventures between authors all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I work with them, and you know what I find is one thing I think will be so great is just to be able to have an author and say, you know, look, you want to have this for the life of your business anyway, so, you know, either they can take the course or they can become a client and have somebody work with them specifically, because I help people get started. One of the things I find the most challenging is just to help people get that joint venturing mindset. You know, some of the people I've gotten through referrals seem to want to treat it like this is a do-it-for-you service, and what I do is not. It's a teaching, you know, it's a coaching service. And so that
now you
is
have a do-it-for-you service.
Right, you have the do-it-for-you service. And I think if somebody wants to have that do-it-for-you whatever, I mean, I would be thrilled to be able to hook authors up with the students of the JV University. That's fantastic, you know, for the people who just want that type of thing, that's great.
And as we move forward, we'll probably end up getting into some specialty kind of services like doing book launches and whatnot. We can't do that when we only have a limited number of people on board, but certainly the sky's the limit in terms of the kinds of services. Anything that could be done through an outsourced marketing department is something that could be done through joint ventures. And eventually we'll probably even have, let us be your outsourced marketing department, because there's a giant need for that, for sure.
Yeah, there definitely is. And really with authors, as far as book launches, I really want people not just focus on, you know, yeah, you want to get the word out about your book, but I really want people to have the leverage of growing their business with the help of strategic partners, not just the one-time thing. Yeah, it really does. I don't really even like dealing with book launches because of that thing. People have put some time where they expect you to just deliver a bunch of partners, and then they don't follow up with them or whatever, and you've had a one-time fling, and that's it. Well, what the point is that your business is going to grow over, though, as long as you live, you want to be able to know that you can be able to find other partners to help you make more money and get to your dreams faster.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's been the direction I've been going in for so many years. Back when I was still brokering joint ventures and I had decided I was going to retire maybe 4 years ago-ish, right after my transformation, my initial thought had been that I would go out and retire from brokering joint ventures myself and start doing training. And in doing training, I could teach people how to do joint ventures and then I could give them all my clients. Except that as I started doing that, I realized that it was going to take people probably 6 to 9 months to start making money from joint ventures because they'd need to go out and develop their client base and find a way to attract clients and all that other stuff. And if I had no way for them to make money sooner than that, that people weren't going to be able to survive for as long as it would take for them to attract their clients, do the joint venture, and actually collect paychecks. So I decided I would go stop what I was doing, take a step backwards, and go in another direction. And that's what really allowed the IM University to become what it is today. And I put together courses that would show people how to build businesses that would be there for the long haul, that could allow people to bring in money passively. And if I were going out today, starting all over from scratch as a JV broker, what I would be doing would be very different than what I did back when I got my start. I would be picking one group of business owners that I wanted to do business with on an ongoing basis. Maybe I want to specialize with working with authors. Maybe I want to specialize with working with restaurants. Maybe I want to specialize with working with personal development businesses. Whatever the case might be, I'd pick one kind of business that I want to specialize and work with on an ongoing basis. I would be setting up a blog. I would be using the blog to help solve the problems that that audience has. And in doing that, I would be finding affiliate products that that audience is already spending money to buy. I would use the blog to help sell all of those products as an affiliate. At the same time, I would be setting that blog up in a way that says, hey, I can help you grow your business even more. Sign up here for a strategy session. And I would do strategy sessions that would show businesses in that audience how they could use joint ventures to get leverage and grow their business. And through that process, bring clients on board who I could then go and do joint ventures for. But what I've done is I've now created two separate streams of income, one that's a more passive income stream from all of the affiliate marketing that I'm doing, and it becomes the lead generator for my brokering business. But the affiliate marketing end of it can end up making me money a lot faster than the joint venture end of it. The joint venture end of it is simply the high-end product, if you will, in that profit funnel. And that becomes a thing that really brings the big bucks in for the long term. But yet you've got a constant, steady cash flow from all of the affiliate marketing stuff that you're doing through the blog. And you can do social networking with that, social bookmarking with that, Squidoo lenses, article marketing, forum marketing, the whole nine yards. It's all about generating leads for the brokering business, basically. It's the same model that we teach through the IM University and Direction G. And that's what we really want the JV broker students to be doing through the JV University program. They don't ever need to go out and get their own clients. By all means, we got plenty of work. But I would still strongly encourage our students to set up a blog that can be doing some affiliate marketing so that if they did want to go out and get their own clients, they could. And so that they've got passive income as they're working in between deals.
Oh, yeah. And a presence. I mean, you know, a lot of the things with JVs are kind of behind the scenes. And so if you're actually having a blog and putting affiliate products out there and using that as a lead generator, you are also building that internet presence and you have something out there. If you're behind the scenes and, you know, a few pieces of paper change hands and you work a big deal, no one's necessary to know about that. So it's really good that you're teaching people to have that blog and using all of the other ways to not only generate the leads and sell affiliate products, but to build yourself up as a presence.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it even helps with the clients that we bring to the students, because the students now have more credibility because of the blog, that they look like an instant expert because of that. And so the clients are more likely to trust them and trust their judgment and trust that they're going to do a good job. And that should bring the students more repeat business as well.
Right, absolutely.
Joint ventures are amazingly powerful tools. I think internet marketers really missed the boat when they started talking about joint ventures in terms of joint ventures for product launches. That's like the tip of the iceberg, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many other kinds of joint ventures out there that so few people ever talk about. It's
right.
All of those other joint ventures that really can bring in big, big bucks almost effortlessly. And what's so cool to watch with joint ventures is some joint ventures just come together so easily, like this one that I'm doing right now with David with the corporate accounts and the traffic assistance. That just fell into place. Even the JV University, the whole plan fell into place. It was effortless. It's
mm-hmm.
because of that win-win-win relationship and the synergy that can exist among like-minded individuals. If you've got the right people in a JV, the JV builds itself. You don't build it.
Well, right. And, I mean, think about this. You early in the show, you said that you were planning to roll this thing out in 2011. Am I correct?
You got it.
And think of the power of the fact that you were going to roll this out basically yourself with the power of your team and whatever in, you know, at least a year and a half to 2 years out, somewhere in 2011, because of leveraging the power of bringing everyone's skills together. You have four people so far, all extremely experienced. You now were able to put something together in a couple of months, get it in place, get it ready to rock out, ready to take students with all of the systems pretty much in place or very close. Like I know some software that's coming out in October, some things will be ready by September, but it's basically all in place and ready to go. That in itself really speaks to the power of relationships and joint ventures.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're talking about joint ventures for product launches, they do take time. It takes a long time to develop the product. It takes a long time to develop all the marketing things.
Right.
And the way that internet marketers use joint ventures for product launches, they're not true joint ventures. They are nothing more than affiliate marketing. And that's why
right.
they do take a year or more to put together. These other kinds of joint ventures that are truly joint ventures cause the project to become very expedited because everybody's got the talent to do the things that they need to do and the resources to do it. And the results get very much bigger.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Right. You've got the difference between a roller coaster and a rocket ship, okay? So a roller coaster with the launch type of thing, it takes a lot of time. You go up and down. You take some turns, but you basically, you know, you come back to the same place, and meaning that when you do a product launch, a lot of times, yes, products take their course, and the income is up and down, and those are not generally true joint ventures. And what you're talking about is you get a project together, you get it to rock out, and it's going to continue growing. So you have, for example, your 12-week class. Well, you're going to run it, of course, once this year, and you'll be able to run it next year and subsequently.
Probably run it twice this year, I'm thinking.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. We'll probably start the next group within 60 days.
Wow. So that's great. So you're going to have two this year and, you know, a bunch next year. Unlike a product launch, you know, things come and go, and you hear it. You know, I've seen something in my inbox about 10 times today already, you know, that kind of stuff. But it comes and it goes and whatever. But what you're dealing with and talking about is really more strategic, more for the life of your business, and putting together a true synergy of people's resources and expertise so that things can come through effortlessly, because everyone has the peace. They already have the strength in.
Yes. And that's a great analogy, the rocket ship and the roller coaster. That's the difference between something that's affiliate marketing and something that's a joint venture. Every true joint venture that I know of is the equivalent of a rocket ship, and it just skyrockets big time, very fast, very high altitudes, all of it. So it's a matter of looking for those opportunities, and you can really develop your strategic thinking skills so that you can start spotting those kinds of opportunities. And as you see them, you can go out and find the right people to make them work. So Hale's example of what he did with a really big joint venture 2 years ago is one that comes to mind in talking about that kind of thing. So Hale was looking for a way to make some money. That's all he was interested in, a couple bucks, not a big deal. He was thinking, you know, if he could pull in six figures in 90 days, he'd be thrilled. He knew that the only thing that was likely to pull in that kind of money was a joint venture, unless he already had money and time to invest so that he could create products and do promotions and all that kind of stuff. So he went out looking for someone that already had an asset that was being underused, and someone else who had an asset that was being underused that complemented the first guy's asset. And what he found was one of the first things he did was he went looking at books on the bestseller list. And when he went to the bestseller list, one of the hottest selling products at that time in the UK was a book targeting baby boomers, helping baby boomers to use Microsoft products. And in this book, they talked about seven different Microsoft products, one after another after another. So Hale learned that there had been more than 400,000 copies of this book sold. And that told him that there's obviously a market for it, because otherwise you wouldn't have 400,000 books sold. So he went to a friend of his who created videos, and he said, could you create me a video on how to use this Microsoft product? They said, sure. A week later, he had a video. He then went to the book publisher, and he said, you have an unused asset. That is all 400,000 people that just bought your book. If I could show you a way to make money from that unused asset all over again, would you be willing to pay me a cut? They said, sure. So he goes to them with the DVD, and he says, here's a video that I've had created. Would you be willing to send this out to all 400,000 of your buyers? They said, sure. And he says, okay, awesome. Well, initially I was thinking that I would do the production and I would do the fulfillment and all that other stuff, he said. But, you know, you guys really have better resources for doing that, and I wouldn't want to steal your customer list. So why don't we do this? If I just give you the master, let you go ahead and create the actual product and do the fulfillment and let you process the orders and whatnot, give me, you know, half of what you were going to give me before. Would that be okay? They said, absolutely. So he took 20% of the sales off of the 400,000 people buying this new DVD that was a video course about the same topic they had just bought a book on. In the next 90 days, it brought in more than $4.2 million. The people that had bought the book, the publishers, came back to him and he said, well, this went over so great. You know, we've got six more things that we talked about in that book. Could you do six more videos for us? He said, absolutely. Why not? If it's working once, why not do it again?
Exactly.
Went back to the video company, told them the same thing. They said, sure. So he starts getting the masters to send to the publisher on an ongoing basis. And he decides, you know, I spent a couple hours putting this whole deal together, but I'm tired. I want to, you know, go off and enjoy the fruits of my labor. So he puts his business up for sale. His business now consists of two contracts, one with the publisher, one with the video. That's it, just two contracts. He sold that business for over $5 million. within 30 days.
Uh-huh.
So if you look at the power of that joint venture, it was simply a matter of spotting the unused assets that people had and then pulling those people together so that you could show them how they could use their unused assets to make more money. And will they give you a cut? Well, sure. They weren't making it that money before. Why not give you a cut when you help them to do it? And it was just so simple. Its beauty is in its simplicity, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So how many bankers do we have here in the States, and how many people could you do the same exact thing for?
Yeah, I really love that. I can't, I just can't think of a better way, especially basically what he did was a little research and move a few pieces of paper around, essentially, contracts. I mean, you know, it's not like he was having to really roll up his sleeves and do a whole lot of anything to make all of that happen.
You got that right. And that same exact thing could be done with just about any book on the bestseller list other than a novel, right? Even a novel could be turned into an audio or a video, but any how-to book on the bestsellers list, it would be perfect. So you go find somebody who can create videos, and you get them to do it, and you bring it to the guy that published the book, and you put them together.
Uh-huh.
Could you go to the Dummies Guide or the Idiot's Guide and look at all of the books that they have and put together a joint venture that has all of those being turned into audios or videos or something? Could you turn that into those laminated checklists that really are quick overview summaries that allow people to implement things quickly? There's a whole product line that has those, like, fourfold brochures that are nothing more than the quick overview of a how-to. Those things sell like hotcakes. Could you bring that company together with the Dummies Guides and the Idiots Guides and have them kind of do a promotion that takes the content of the Dummies Guide book and puts it into this other format, and you collect a percentage? Very, very simple to do. It's just a matter of spotting those opportunities.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like putting on a set of joint venture glasses and looking at the world through those lenses of finding and looking for where those opportunities are that you can combine and create win-win everywhere you go.
Precisely. Precisely. And like I said before, anyone who's in any business that has an audience that consists of businesses could be doing the same exact thing in their market. And that's why I really want to push our students to specialize in some market or some sub-niche of entrepreneurs or small businesses, because that's really where the bigger opportunities exist, I think, for the long haul. And it will help people to better see those untapped resources, because they'll better understand that whole market. In real estate right now, real estate is an industry that's just struggling so much. I don't know of any real estate professionals that are making the same kind of money they did a few years ago now that the real estate market is collapsing. So what kind of opportunities could exist for those real estate agents? Or anyone in a real estate profession, could you go and look at the untapped assets that they have? What untapped assets do they have? Well, they've got home buyers that previously bought houses from them, who may be going into foreclosure. Could you set up a joint venture with someone who has a product for people who are about to go into foreclosure? And again, take a percentage of all the extra money that they make from that. Could you find someone that has a mortgage opportunity that could allow the people who have those homes to remortgage their house in some unique way? There's lots and lots of opportunities that exist there because of those real estate professionals having an untapped resource of prior customers. You just got to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it works the same way in any business-oriented market. What's the most unique joint venture you've ever heard about, Rhonda?
I think, well, with Sahel just floors me. I really love that one. You know, and I really like some of the things that David Preston has been doing with his clients that come from the offline world. He helps get them online, but he's done some pretty unique ventures with people where he gets like a jewelry store and another offline business or whatever, finding ways to all help each other, and it improves the economy in any city or town where somebody is using his system simply because he's got all these businesses essentially being able to work together and help each other.
That jewelry store one is just brilliant. I got to share that story because it's an unbelievable story.
Please do. That'd be great.
David specializes in taking offline businesses and helping them bring their business to the internet. He had this client that was a pharmacy, and the pharmacy really didn't have much that they were doing online at all. So he not only helped them set up a website, but he also helped them set up a list that would allow them to get all of their existing customers onto an email mailing list. And as these people were coming in, they would get $500 a month to host their list for them. And that was just to host it. If they wanted to do any mailings to that list, they had to pay him to do that as well. Well, he had done that with the pharmacy, and then in the same shopping complex in this little mall, there was a jewelry store. Then he had also helped the jewelry store to do the same exact thing, set up a website, add a customer list that they could use to email things to their customers anytime they want. Well, he happened to be talking to the pharmacy owner one day, and he was commenting that he was working on Christmas cards that he mails out to every single one of his customers. And David said, "Do you do that all the time?" And he says, "Yeah, I send out customers Christmas cards every year." And he said, "Do you ever give any gifts in those cards?" And he says, "No, it's just a holiday card, not a big deal." David says, "Don't send those cards out yet. I've got an idea." Walks across the way to the jewelry store, and he says, "If I had a way for you to get more customers in here to buy Christmas presents, would you give me a cup?" And they said, "Absolutely." So he gets the jewelry store to create a coupon. It's a 20% off coupon that the pharmacy owner can include in the Christmas card as a Christmas gift from the pharmacy to the customer. Pharmacy's loving it because he knows this is like a special thing. It's not like it's a coupon from the newspaper. It's something that is just for his customers. And that's a neat thing to be able to offer them. Well, the guy from the jewelry store is a little bit skeptical. He goes, "David, I'd be happy to do this, but, you know, the reason I'm happy to give you a cut is because I don't think it's going to bring me any extra business." Well, David really wanted to prove a point to that guy.
Yeah.
So he had the pharmacy put a note on these coupons that tells them that it's only valid if they actually redeem it by handing it to the owner of the jewelry store.
Right.
Well, he sends the Christmas cards out, and the next week, David gets this phone call from a very angry jewelry store owner who is working his butt off trying to deal with all of the coupons that have been coming in. Week after New Year's, David goes to the mailbox, sees a check. He opens it. Now, he only got 10% of all of the extra sales that came in for that jewelry store. Check was $72,000. How happy do you think that jewelry store owner was when he brought in an extra $750,000 in about 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and when companies always get worried, what is this Christmas season going to be like? Well, you know, they get worried or whatever. And here he was able to thrive simply because of arranging that venture with a pharmacy. I mean, would you normally think a pharmacy and a jewelry store go together like hand in glove? No.
Absolutely. And it was so successful that the jewelry store insisted that they do it again the following year. Wouldn't you if you made an extra $750,000?
Yeah.
I would think
I'd
too,
probably
right?
Look for, I probably look for what else can we have someone send a card out for and put a coupon in. Let's see, Valentine's Day, you know.
You got it. The next year, David brought in over six figures from his check. So the guy made over $1 million the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same kind of thing with any two businesses in your local area. The untapped asset was the fact that the pharmacy had this mailing list that they already had, that they already were sending customers the cards for. And the pharmacy ended up getting a cut of all of those coupons, too. He also got a check for $72,000. Well, it paid for his postage on his Christmas cards, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was glad to go ahead and do it because he knew he was going to get a cut. Other unique ideas that I've heard that would work really well with offline business owners would be things like, you know, those rewards programs? You know, like airline rewards. Well, did you know that it's really easy to set up rewards programs for local merchants?
Wow.
Like, really cheap. I'm talking like a couple $100 to get them completely set up. And
wow.
It would be so easy to take, say, a dry cleaner, a beauty shop, a barber shop, a florist, a pharmacy, and a jewelry store, and a restaurant, and have all of them come together to put together a rewards program. And anybody that shops at any of those stores gets their points tracked on this little card. And that's going to mean that each one of them are going to push the other businesses that are a part of this program that they've set up. And they can then redeem their points for a discount in any of the other merchants. So now you've got the dry cleaner bringing business to the jewelry store, and the restaurant bringing business to the florist, and the florist bringing business to the beauty shop and the barber shop, and everybody's pushing all of their other things. That's what I call a strategic alliance. It's not just two people pushing one another and doing a cross-promotion. It's a group of businesses coming together for the long-term success.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to go and set that kind of a program up for all of those businesses, all of it is trackable through that little rewards card. Makes it super easy to figure out how much you should be getting for it. And you could easily just charge each one of them a couple percent of the increased business that they get because of this little rewards card. And they would all gladly pay it because it's nothing out of pocket up front. And if you had each one of them chip in on the couple $100 it would cost to do to set up the rewards card, probably cost them $20 to $50 each one. They would gladly pay $20 to $50 for all the extra business it would bring them.
Absolutely.
You could then take all of those same business owners and put them together with some online business owners and do an online-offline joint venture. Could you set them up with, say, somebody that has a, let me think what would be creative, an e-book on saving money at the gas pump? And have that person become a part of the rewards program, too. And find a way to have an online travel agent or, you know, some online travel discount place that adds value to the whole rewards program. But the other thing that it gets is that tends to be someone with a bigger mailing list with more traffic that can constantly be promoting back to that whole group of businesses that have a rewards card.
Mm-hmm.
It would then increase travel and tourism in whatever little local city that had, because you're going to get people from the internet from all over the place who might be interested in going back there. It could then have the online business helping all of those businesses to set up websites that they could use. And from their websites, they could then cross-promote one another's products as affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
So these things can really explode if you can just look at the assets that each of the individual businesses have and start thinking in terms of how you match up assets.
Yeah,
I see
that's
it as
powerful.
A very simple matching game.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. It is, and it does remind me of matching. Okay, we have these little, you know, pieces that equal all the different assets, and we go, what's the most interesting, creative, and possible way we could combine these? So could we take a videographer who has some kind of thing online and, you know, hook them up with a beauty shop, a florist, and a clothing, nice clothing store, and a shapewear store, and this, that, and the other thing, and combine something with the rewards card that makes everybody more profitable?
Great idea. Really, really good idea. On Saturday's Mastermind Directions U, one of the guys on there was talking about taking a concept that's used all the time with realtors and applying it to campgrounds and RV parks. Another
really?
Way to do it. Yeah, so you just take it from one way and apply it to another. So many different ways you can do it. We've only got about a minute left, so I want to recap real quick. TheJVUniversity.com. Don't forget to put the T-H-E in front of the JV University part. We'll get you to the blog. If you're interested in any of the services that we can provide to help you use joint ventures to grow your business, just sign up for the newsletter. And if you're interested in the JV brokering program to get the 75% off the regular retail price of all these programs with the 12-week course that's being done by all of the co-founders of the JV University, go to www.thejvuniversity.com/enroll. And I'll be back on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Eastern today with all of my co-founders, Willie and David and Sahail. You'll find us at www.askggg.com/JVU show. So we will be back and talking about becoming a JV broker and exploding your profitabilities even in an economic recession. So, Rhonda, thanks so much for having me today. I really appreciated you doing this.
And you're on show. No, this is great. This was fantastic. I'm so excited. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening as well.
And we've got some great guests lined up for next week and the week after, so we'll see you back here next Tuesday at noon Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio for Relationship Marketing 101. Take care, everybody, and have a great week.